Hi, I'm Moonwater Silverclaw, and I'm the founder of GoddessHasYourBack.com and the author of 9 books and 2 online courses. In today's episode, we're going to talk about how witches make great decisions about their spell work. Do you have any hesitations about your spell work? Do you feel that you're just not quite getting it right? When I was a new solitary witch, I had many questions about my spell work and how to do it right. Recently, I was talking with a friend about how to make great decisions. My friend had been reading a book called Decisive by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. In this book, the authors talk about decision-making mistakes. I'll now share 4 insights, in my own words, to give you solutions to those 4 mistakes. Insight number 1, expand your focus. The first decision-making mistake is to have a narrow focus. So when you're doing spell work, a lot of times you think about what you need and that's what you ask for. The gods know better about what we really need. So you can add a clause like, for this or better. The gods are always looking out for our personal growth. We think we can get one thing, but maybe the gods want to give us a lot more than just that one thing. So remember to use the clause, this or better. And now our second insight. Let new ideas in. The second decision-making mistake is confirmation bias. Here's what confirmation bias is. Someone believes something, and they don't let new ideas in. A friend of mine calls it a situation when someone has a force field, and new ideas bounce off that force field. No new ideas come in. When it comes to your spell work, do some research and look into different books and different methods. And if possible, talk to several spiritual elders. If your spell work isn't successful, you may have gotten into a rut. The way out of the rut is letting new ideas in. And now our third insight. Pay attention to the feelings. The third decision-making mistake is being overrun by short-term emotion. So when you're doing spell work, keep in mind how you're feeling. Because if you're feeling numb, or maybe you're in a bad mood, it may not be a good time to do your spell work. You may need to take a break before you do your spell work. I've heard about a parent who would take a break in the car before going into the house with the racing and yelling children. So that 5-minute quiet session in the car was really needed. When you're doing spell work, it's important to raise the proper energy, but you also need to keep in mind what kind of energy you're raising. If you're doing a healing spell and you're feeling angry at the moment because your spouse did something you didn't like, it may not be a very good time to do that spell. For a healing spell, you want to tune into love and kindness. And now for our fourth insight. Avoid overconfidence. It's important to pay attention to the fourth decision-making mistake, and that is overconfidence. When you're doing spell work, it's all about focus and raising energy. Overconfidence can make you lazy. You may not put in the proper energy to do the spell. For example, if you've been doing a certain spell over and over again and you've been getting good results, you might get into a sloppy routine of just kind of going through the motions and not really putting in the energy that you really need to make it work again. Ultimately, if you demonstrate a lack of effort, you'll get bad results. So be sure to make everything feel fresh by taking breaks and really concentrating on the task at hand. Spell work is a gift from the gods. They've given us this tool so we can improve our lives. So we want to pay close attention, and we want to avoid the 4 decision-making mistakes. And now I will summarize. The first insight was expand your focus. The second insight was let new ideas in. The third insight is pay attention to the feelings. And number 4, avoid overconfidence. I'm Moonwater Silverclaw. To go further and deeper, you can try one of my 9 books. And for more information, you can also go to my website, GoddessHasYourBack.com and MoonwaterSilverclaw.com. I also have two courses on Udemy.com. The first one is Goddess Style Weight Loss, and the second one is Spiritual Solution for Depression Relief. May all of these help your journey. Blessed be.